Wisconsin Vegetable Garden Radio Show with your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
It is the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show on 860 AM WNOV and W293 CX106.5. Thank you very much for joining us this Saturday morning. Everybody, you know, you do a lot of canning classes or canning, well, they're canning classes, instructional basics of canning classes, and people will ask questions and because they don't know. And some people don't ask questions, and they go ahead and proceed with what they believe is the correct way to do something because they've either seen it, heard it, or read about it, but that doesn't always mean it's correct. So we're going to talk about the biggest five mistakes that we feel many canners, beginner canners, or sometimes advanced canners make just because they are not instructed to do well. Now, again, canning is a science. You do not do canning right, there are repercussions in which you can be sick or you can actually die from diseases such as botulism.
Right. So we're not trying to scare you, but canning is, you need to be safe.
You can't take shortcuts like you can in gardening. Canning, you've got to do X, Y, Z, the way it's done, the way it's supposed to be
done. And just because you saw somebody on Facebook do it doesn't mean that it's right. You have to understand that it is a process, as Joey mentioned, it is a science. And you are taking your own health and life at stake, too. Not trying to scare you, just a reminder.
Now, we have 43 videos on our website and YouTube channel about canning what you grow. Holly instructs it in very detail. This is what I'm doing, and this is why you need to do it. It's not just, okay, just follow what I do, and I'm not going to explain anything. So let's go over the five things here in which people most commonly do wrong.
So I think we covered number two about unsafe canning. You want to make sure that you are canning safely. So let's go to number one, not reading the recipe. So you may get a recipe and you're like, okay, I'm going to make this tonight. And you might have to find out that you need to soak something for 3 hours.
Or 24 hours.
Yeah. Or you might realize that you don't have enough sugar or lemon juice or vinegar or something like that. So you want to plan ahead.
Don't just say, okay, well, I need 3 cups. I've got a cup and a half. Good enough. Let's make this happen, because that's going to disrupt the whole chemical process in which the canning or the pickling or the procedure that you're going to go about doing, it's not going to, the end result will be wrong and could be unsafe to consume that food.
Right. So that's one thing. You want to use a reliable recipe. So that would include something that's been published within the past 10 to 15 years. Just because grandma's soup tastes really good in a can, you don't want to can that and be unsafe and possibly get very sick.
Now, what if you want to take that recipe of your great grandmother's? Is there somewhere in which I can take that and go, this was published in 1923? Can you verify that this is safe, or what can be done to make this safe that I can do it today to carry on that grandma did this the way I remember it?
Sure. So we have, and we had Christina Ward on here. She's the master canner food preserver for Milwaukee County. You could reach out to her. You could take any of her classes through the Milwaukee Rec Department. She's got classes there. Otherwise, you could reach out to look online at the National Center for Home Food Preservation. There's a lot of guides there. Ball Canning, which is PressPreserving.com. There's some different information there as well. So,
and you can always reach out to us at TWVG Radio
at
gmail.com, mm-hmm. and we can get you in contact with these people in order to make sure you're doing it safely.
So you want to check your jars. Your jars, these are, first of all, you want to use the right jars, which would be mason jars. You don't want to use some old mayonnaise jar, spaghetti sauce jar, or mustard jar, what have you. You want to make sure.
A couple
you
of reasons why you don't want to do that.
For one, mason jars are made to withstand the heat from the different canning processes, and they're made to be reused over and over again.
We're talking about the clear glass jars, not the old blue jars like we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Then you want to check the rims, because there could be like a little divot in the rim.
Just don't grind your finger on it. Gently touch. You'll see if there's little notches taken out of the actual top portion of the jar itself, because that's important, because there's a rubber gasket on these lids that have to seal to that glass. And if there's a divot or a chunk missing, there's not going to be a seal there, and it will not seal, and it won't be able to be shelf stable.
Definitely. So you want that seal to happen. Now, and as I mentioned, you don't want to believe everything you see. So if your friend is canning in baby food jars, don't say that's the wrong way to can, you're going to die. But just don't can in baby food jars. Like, just doesn't make sense.
People will try to take shortcuts to save a few dollars when you could spend the couple of dollars that you need for the proper equipment to do it safe, to do it right, because, and you can take this however you want, some people are luckier than others, if you want to believe in luck. And some people will do this over and over again and never get sick. And I've done this for 83 years, and then somebody else will do it one time, and that's the end of it.
Right. And so, if you, not to scare you, but a lot of people think, oh, botulism, that's like from before the 90s. Nobody gets botulism
2014.
Anymore. But yeah, I think it's 2014. There was a case of it in Colorado where people did die.
Yeah. It was a potluck, and they gave improper canning. They brought improper canned goods, mm-hmm. and a bunch of people got sick, and I think a couple of people died from it. So you don't want to do that. And wrong canning methods.
So there is low-acid canning, and then I guess you would call it high-acid canning. So low-acid canning is the pressure canner. That's where the canner gets to a higher temperature. And then water bath canning or boiling water canning is where the temperature is still at boiling, but you don't have to have that hot temperature for the low acid foods.
Real briefly, for those who missed that segment a couple of weeks ago, what are some of the items in which you can safely, if done, follow the directions correctly in water bath versus pressure canning?
Sure. So you can can a lot of things in the water bath, amazingly, but you have to add a lot of times some acid or some sugar. So tomatoes are great, tomato things like pasta sauce, salsa, tomato juice, tomato soup, all of those, ketchup, great things for the water bath canner, but you're adding some either some sugar or some acid to
make that shelf stable and
right.
safe.
And when I say acid, I don't mean literal acid. I mean something like vinegar or lemon juice is what you're adding to it.
And then pressure canning is a totally different method, but there
Okay. So other things you can water bath can are jams and jellies, chutneys, preserves, marmalades, so anything like that kind of type of thing, salsa.
Would you say there's more things that you can can in water bath than you...
I think like if you're looking for more combined food items, okay. everyday food items, like salsa, pasta sauce, a lot of those things that you might kind of stack up on your grocery bill, that you're going to save time canning yourself.
And then pressure canning, the items are different, and the procedure in which you can them are a completely night and day different.
Other things you can water bath can would include, we did this mock pineapple with zucchini, and so you can do fruits in the water bath
juices
canner.
Juices as well.
And juices as well. So that's another bonus, and then any kind of pickled item, pickled vegetables.
Okay, let's name a couple here off the pressure canning list, because this is something and we're kind of getting into mistakes. Some people will jump right into the pressure canner and go, okay, I'm just going to pressure can all this stuff. And as an instructor of basic canning, you would instruct people, if you're going to do canning, that's great, but start off simple. Water bath is the most affordable.
And it gives you the basic concepts of canning. So it's kind of like if you're baking. If you're going to start baking, are you going to bake a 5-layer cake and decorate it all at the same time? No, you're not going to do that. So you start small and you think about how much you actually want to invest. What if you start canning, you absolutely hate it, and you're just like, this is for the birds, I can't
stand
it.
And you've already spent $300.
Yeah. You don't do that. So start small, find some jars, get yourself going, and then determine if that's something you want to do, because it is work. But the payoff is in winter you can open up a can of something.
And if you don't want to spend any money, go to find somebody in your church, your group that you go to every week, a friend who does can, and say, hey, when you can I just sit in on you? I'll help you cut some stuff, peel some stuff, just so I can see what I might be getting into if I decide to take this step in preserving what I'm growing or buying at the grocery store.
Right. So with that being said, just make sure that you are being safe. If it seems unsafe, if it seems weird or strange or sketchy,
it doesn't seem right.
Don't do it, and always plan ahead. And if you are going to start canning, definitely think about starting small.